All right. Welcome to Medium Inc. Good evening. We are back with psychic medium Jeffrey Wands. Stevie is going to join us as well. More than just hearing him from the couch this time, we have the free mic because our special guest is AJ Barrera, all the way out in California, where it's what, 2:30?
2:30, yeah.
So, ever since you were on the first time, we'll talk a little bit more about the things that you said, and you totally wowed us while you were on. AJ is legit. Got into all kinds, he's doing all kinds of work as a psychic medium, but you're doing stuff now with the police, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've been doing missing persons homicide cases for, you know, several years, but it became more publicly known, so we actually teach intuitive to how to do this side of the work, and then also we actually teach law enforcement how to work with intuitives and psychics, because it's not a common thing. My whole purpose with this is actually to bridge that connection of the law enforcement and mediums and all that good stuff, because it's very difficult for us intuitives to actually work on cases, and there's a lot of red tape, a lot of things that we have to do. And I think last Sunday we just finished up our law enforcement investigation class where we had LAPD detectives that were actually teaching this course mainly, and we were just there to kind of put it all together and make common sense.
So I would imagine that just the sheer nature of being a cop, being rooted in logic and reality and the present, it might be difficult for somebody like that whose mentality is trained to be so logical and to be so in the moment, for somebody like you to convince them that, A, what you do is legit, and B, it can help them. Did you run into skepticism, and how did you work towards easing their skeptic mind?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started this work, it was really just kind of organic. I wasn't really looking to work with missing persons homicide, but a little bit of my backstory, I think I mentioned on the first Medium Inc., is that, you know, I had a fascination working in law enforcement or to be a firefighter. I was taking all my classes, you know, before I started doing this mediumship work. And you know, things happened where I started reading for families. So when I started reading for families, then the families would go to the detective or the lead investigator on that case, and they would give them my information. And at the time, you know, I was young. I was 19, 20 years old, and they probably thought it was a crock of BS. And it was difficult. It was a difficult process because they were like, you know, what's this kid going to tell us, or what is he going to bring through, or is he going to walk in here with crystals and tarot cards, like all that stuff. So, yeah, you know, because, you know, people think, like, you know, you have to walk in there and bring your crystals and tarot cards. But I always, you know, teach my students that that's not something you want to do. You, like, don't over-exaggerate your work. Don't build a portfolio, like all that stuff. So the way I work on any cases is that either one, that I'm vetted with a certain department or a certain agency, if it's like sheriff, if it's, Chicago PD, you know, New York, LA, whatever it is, small or large departments. I've noticed over the years that the smaller departments will actually work with intuitives rather than the larger departments. And a lot of it, they're mocked upon. I mean, we're laughed at. We're kind of like the last resort. So I kind of have to, like, kind of use the term the terminology is basically, you know, I'm kind of like a canine, like a cadaver dog, and I just sniff out the information, and basically the detective basically uses that information to find the leads, to get the warrants, to find probable cause, all that good stuff, to actually find, you know, evidence in some ways. And, you know, I tell this to a lot of people that psychics and mediums do not solve cases. We're just a tool in the toolbox,
right,
basically. And so when I work with them, they are skeptical. They have to be, and I'm glad they are, because, like, you know, when you give them information that kind of just wows them in a way that I shouldn't be knowing about this, or it's not even known to the public, and information specifically is coming through regarding victim, the person that's missing, or, you know, what they're looking for, who they're trying to track down, comes through that, you know, they already have information on, knowing that I'm on the same path. So with me, I feel like that you just have to be as organic as possible. You just have to be real. You know, for me, thankfully, over the years, I've had a portfolio of all the cases
sure.
worked on, different departments, detectives, small, large, private investigators, all that good stuff.
We're hanging out with psychic medium AJ Barrera on 94.3 The Sharks, Medium Inc. with psychic medium Jeffrey Wands. Now, I made a joke last time that, dude, if I was you, I would have been using your abilities to get laid nonstop. But you turn around and immerse yourself in some of the most intense and probably mentally draining work, which shows how much better of a human being you are than I am. But just in general, like, how you decided to be like, hey, I have this gift. I know. let's work with the straw parents and the most tough, mentally draining cases possible. Like, you had to be thinking at some point, maybe there's another way to go about this. But I commend you. You have worked with some of the hardest cases.
Oh, yeah. You know, and, you know, it, thank you for your feedback, your kind of words, honestly, because, like, it is tough. It's very draining. Jeffrey knows. I know he's done a lot of missing persons. I know he's done a lot of TV appearances where he's working on missing persons or homicide or cold cases, all these things. And it is draining. It's very difficult. And sometimes, you know, the family is desperate. They want answers. And sometimes we don't have all the answers. We can give them what we can give, but we cannot solve that case. I feel like that when we give this information or we work with that detective or that lead investigator, then they're able to get that probable cause or get that warrant or, you know, find this person to, you know, track them down. Like, there's a case that that we shot about 3 years ago. We've been filming this, and we've been working on it for the past couple years, maybe 5 years. But 3 years ago, we started filming everything. And so we actually have something coming out, like a part two of, like, what has happened since the last 2-3 years of working on this case. It's actually called the Castor Flores Murder Investigation. It happened in Norwalk, California, where three teens were brutally murdered. They were slashed to death. And there hasn't been any witnesses. There hasn't been any leads. There's some information that we put out there, meaning in a good way through the video and through shares and whatnot. But other than that, we have to censor a lot of things because we do not want to hinder that investigation. So it is draining. But, you know, I never thought, honestly, that I would be doing this work more so than my mediumship or vice versa, because, honestly, like, I kind of just fell into this in a very beautiful way. So I kind of felt like that God opened up a door, the universe opened that door for me to heal more lives in a different way, but also working with a passion that I have with working with law enforcement.
It's ajbarrera.com, right? Your website?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So last time that we spoke, you had, my grandmother had come through, and I apologize for whatever language she might have used during that time. And I always joke because I don't have any psychic ability. However, I could hear my grandmother, and this is where I want to get advice for anybody that does this, because so many of my friends, like, you know, they have somebody that passed away, and, like, they could hear their voice. And you wonder sometimes, is it imagination or is it them actually contacting you because it's you and them and you have that bond? I mean, I joke, my grandmother's loud enough that she's just yelling from heaven and, you know, the world could hear it. But what would you suggest to somebody that thinks that they might be hearing a loved one that's passed on?
Yeah, you know, this is so funny. I was just talking with this with one of my relatives. He lost his father, you know, a year ago. And one of the common things that we have to pay attention are with the subtle signs, things that are very small. We always look for that big almighty message, like, hey, this is your Uncle Joe from 1969 that passed with a heart attack. They're not going to come through as loud and that clear. I wish they would come through that way. I'm sure Jeffrey wished they come through as that clear, but it doesn't happen that way. You know, it's going to be very subtle. It's going to be a feeling. It could be a dream or a visitation. You know, when we have visitations, that it becomes a soul-to-soul connection where they connect with us in that dream state where we feel that emotion. We wake up crying or we feel like that, oh, my God, this felt so real. You know, so I feel like that those are simple ways to look at them, and look at those messages. Or maybe perhaps if your loved ones love, say, rabbits, and all of a sudden now you see a rabbit, you know, in your front yard, or you're on a trip somewhere and you're traveling and you see this rabbit. So there might be little messages of, you know, butterflies or license plates. So if you see a license plate when you're driving on the road, and you're like, oh, my God, that's my loved one's birthday.
Yep.
It might be their way just letting you know they're around you, but there's so many signs, numbers, you know, that come through. So if it's like they were born on January 23rd, you see 1, 2, 3 on the clock, you know what I mean? So I tell people just look for them, but don't, like, go crazy, meaning sure, like, you have to look at every freaking thing around you, because, you know, you want to pay attention. You want to happen organically. And even for me, for the past week and a half, I've been seeing this gorgeous monarch butterfly. Every time I open up my back patio, it doesn't matter what time, what day, I see this monarch just fly right in front of me, just in my patio, and I'm just like, okay, cool. I say hello, and I feel like that if we just welcome those messages and we pull them in and bridge that communication as if they're alive today, because we have to understand we're all made up of energy, their energy. They don't have a physical body like we do, so they can be at one place and another place that quickly. So if you feel like that, oh, my God, I just had a visitation from mom, and I live in California. And then also your brother who lived in New York had a visitation from mom, was right. 5 minutes later. It's energy. So people need to understand that, that they're not having anything tangible that holds them down. But more importantly, just bridge your communication, talk to them, you know, write to them, journal. There's so many different ways to connect with them.
So obviously dealing with loss and you and having clients that have dealt with loss is difficult. Like I joke with Jeffrey all the time. I don't understand how you guys are not drunk 24/7. It amazes me. I mean, I drink a lot and I don't do any of this. What do you do to young psychics out there? What is your advice to protect yourself from emotional overload?
Yeah, you know, the best, you know, very simple and very, you know, straight to the point. Be patient, be grounded, you know, humble, know who you are. Don't try to be something that you're not. Don't try to do something that you feel like that you have to do. You know, go with what your gut tells you. Grounding, meditation, protection, prayer, whatever your belief is key. It's like psychic 101. It's like ethics, basically, of doing this. And as long as you know that, you know, you're not out raging and partying and all of a sudden the next day you're hungover and you have to do like 6 readings for a client, yeah, that should be a sign that you shouldn't be doing this work, or you should really back up on the drinking or back up on your priorities. So if your priority is about going out and partying, or just you want to just travel and you don't want to really do the work, like there has to be a balance. And even for me, like I take on a lot of clients, even more so now. And I feel like that when I do that, it's just like, yes, I'm tired. Yes, I'm drained. But at the same time, like I always check out once I turn off. So basically I clock in and I clock out, and that's through meditation. So some mediums believe in meditation of like, oh, I have to meditate to get my day started. Like, that's what I do. I meditate every day, either if I'm working with clients or not, and I shut down when I'm not working. I basically just turn off that light, and I joke around with people saying, like, sometimes when I turn that light, I'm kind of like Motel 6. I leave the light on for them, you know? So it's kind of that moment when I do this work that when the light's on, it's like almost like everyone jumps at the bit when I do my readings. And, you know, I'm sure with you, Jeffrey, that, you know, when you're doing readings, you know, you have that client that has that VIP person that they want to connect with, and you have grandma, aunt, uncle, the guy that ran the corner liquor store. Like, you have all these different people, and there's always a reason with that. But again, more importantly, be patient, be humble, be grounded.
No, I agree. The big thing now, which I was going to say to you because I noticed you're getting it too, is the people that are pretending to be us on Instagram.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It really annoys the crap out of me. Like, they have nothing better to do. And then I get all these, you know, instant messages from people. Well, you said that you were giving me a free reading. I'm like, hey.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, it's super sad. And, you know, these people, you know, at the beginning, you know, whoever they are, they, you know, they take exactly everything from our profiles, a lot of media's profiles, and they just create everything. And you can, you know, I always tell people just, you know, when in doubt, just go to my page, you know, just look at my page, you know, make sure it's legit. And, you know, they copy my photo, my link in my bio, like everything to make it look official. And it's so hard to get verified through Instagram for whatever reason.
You have to pay for it. That's what I found out.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
They want a fee for you to do it. And unless you have like a million followers or something like that, which is ridiculous. But these people that do it, if you look at the followers and stuff, they don't have a lot of followers. So you just have to look at the page, which is people, you know, people don't do that.
And absolutely. And people need to understand, I don't know if I'm sure you don't do this, but, you know, I don't solicit my readings. I don't go messaging people, I got a message for you, or I saw something off your photo, or, you know, send me $80. Now, some of these people have been going $200, $300, $400 for, and people are sending money. And I have clients that will email my office. I paid for a reading on Instagram with you through Cash App.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, what? No. I'm like, okay, first of all my readings are booked through my office. I don't handle any of this stuff, so I have to get involved. And I feel bad because, like, they're out of that money, and there's nothing I can do. And they get mad at us, and it's almost like they're basically ruining our reputation, what we build, to be who we are. So it's very difficult. So anyone, even on Facebook, you also should be aware, Jeffrey, if you have the Facebook Messenger. I don't have Facebook Messenger, but there are people that will create the profiles, which they have done for me, and they create the profiles and doing Messenger readings as well. So just be very cautious. Anyone that follows psychics and mediums, you know, I'm verified on Facebook and Twitter, but just be cautious when doing that, because again, I do not solicit readings, nor just Jeffrey.
They do it here. As we do this show, probably in a couple of minutes, a couple of different spam bots will start posting and replying to every single question. Message me for free readings.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The last person to imitate Jeffrey reached out to me and asked if I wanted the reading, so I reported it. And they give you some sort of questionnaire, and it's like, well, how do you know that this is fake? It's like, because I'm his co-host. I would just ask him for a reading. Like,
right.
You know, and you had to go through this whole thing. And I don't feel that the social media pages take enough precautions and do enough. You know, we were trying to get a guy banned last week who was just harassing me. It took three different shows till he finally got banned. I must have had to report him 30, 40 times. You know, there's more that needs to be done, and I feel like they don't do enough.
No, absolutely. You know, we're kind of like, you know, we can't do anything, and I wish they would have more control over that and also give us a little bit more protection or reporting rather than just waiting so long because, you know, there are so many people out there that are in it for their own benefits, for their own gain, and they're causing more pain and trauma. And especially, you know, people get excited when they hear probably Jeffrey or myself are going to give a free reading or going to set up, you know, a reading for $50 or whatever it is. And then it ruins that relationship, you know. So, you know, just, you know, psychic beware, as I always tell people, regardless, you know, if, you know, they're fake or, you know, they're real, whatever, just beware, you know, always, even like with referrals, just make sure, you know, what you're going into, or if you're looking for a psychic, just make sure it comes from a good referral. But, you know, be cautious with the followers, you know, the likes and all that stuff. When you see a profile that seems fake, you know, and when in doubt, report it and block it.
But it's funny, AJ, I'm creeping your Twitter right now, and February 17th, you posted an Instagram link saying, fake account, do not send money, reported, thank you. So you've been going through this for a while, too.
Oh, yeah, since probably December. I've been going through this. In one day, I had five fake accounts built on Instagram itself. So I have a lot of fake accounts that happen quite often, and I, you know, try to shut them down. But, you know, sometimes they stay up. Instagram doesn't take them down. I try to report them, you know, all that good stuff. But there's nothing really that I can do. All I can do is make a post, make a message, and that's it. It's up to the person if they visit my page and see, like, here's my story, here's my page on there. And that's all I can do. And I feel bad for people that have been swindled by these scammers, and it's sad. It's really sad.
So Denise just asked the question, will my husband outlive me? And I'm sure there's context to that. But when you get questions like that, are you ever hesitant to not want to answer something? Because that's a heck of a question.
Yeah, you know, something like that, it's hard for me to say because, like, you know, I don't want to sound religious or get into religious or politics or whatever this stuff is. But here's the thing, like, I don't play God. I can't say, like, oh, he'll be great and you'll have a great life and he will die of this. Like, there's no reason for me to say anything like that because it's difficult to answer. And that's a big question in itself. And I feel like I would be doing more harm to the person of knowing, like, oh, my God, my husband's going to die in X amount of months. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I feel like I would create more fear than anything else rather than creating healing. So, and Jeffrey knows, like, sometimes we get some random questions, and I'm open to them all, and none of them are crazy, but some of them I'm just very honest and be like, look, I don't want to answer that, or two, it doesn't serve a purpose for me as a medium to help you because I don't think it's going to help you. I feel like it's going to cause more damage or fear into your own personal life, and you may create other health issues in your own personal life or your husband's life, because the mind is so powerful, you can manifest something. So it's not that she doesn't want her husband to pass early, or it doesn't mean that she wants to have an illness, but I feel like sometimes we can create these things, spiritually speaking.
Jeff, what's my favorite question that we ever got on the show in 3.5 years of working together?
There's a lot of them.
My favorite one of all time is a woman called up and said, Jeffrey, and this is honest to God's truth, or she might have messaged it. Jeffrey, will it be my husband or my boyfriend that gets me pregnant? I fell off the chair. But, like, people don't understand what you guys go through, and that, you know, this is Tuesday for you guys.
Right. Oh, my God.
My boyfriend or my husband. I think that's probably the best one I've ever heard.
Will my boyfriend and my husband get me pregnant? It's like, first of all, what kind of person asked that on a public forum? Second of all, how do you handle stuff like that?
Like, is everyone okay with it? Is everyone involved?
Yeah.
Like, I need details of what's going on.
Oh, you guys, do you have a bet? Is it Russian roulette? Like, what's going on?
Right.
Or because you probably can't keep track of who she's been with.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God, right. Yeah.
So, and again, AJ, you being somebody that has to converse with all walks of life, sometimes it must be challenging to sit with somebody that you might not personally want to talk to in a social setting, but now you're entrusted with them and their trust in giving them a proper reading and giving them messages from beyond. Sometimes you might get creeped out by this, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, this just happened a couple days ago via Zoom, because all my readings are done virtually. There are things, I don't hold back anything. If something's coming through, there's a reason why I give it and why I get it. And some of it could be abuse, sexual abuse, trauma, relationship, domestic abuse. I mean, there's so many different things that I see. And it just makes me, one, feel so cautious, so bad for the person, two, for them to get the right help and professional help. And when that comes through, I always tell my clients, like, you know, I feel for you energetically. I can't put myself in that position, but energetically, I hurt for you. And it is overwhelming. It's very draining. And I always let people know I'm not a doctor. I'm not a, you know, physician, any of this stuff, license XYZ. Just so they know, like, you know, I'm only here to assist you. You know, open up that door. It's up to you to walk that door, down that path to get the help or find a safe place. And, you know, like, those situations are always tough. And, again, when it does come through, there's a reason for that. And I feel like that it's supposed to help the soul heal and move past that or evolve and grow. So when that does come through and they resonate with it, it's for them to really heal and open up a door that they have enough courage or strength to move forward, if that makes sense.
What is it when you get messages that you're feeling? Are you feeling the soul's personality? You know, because I've watched you explain to people like who they are. Like, how do the spirits tell you what you need to tell your client? Is it, do you just feel their energy, or is it an actual conversation?
Yeah, it's more of an energy. So when I do work, it's not all the time with every client, but when a client speaks to me, I see color. Like, or especially when I do it via Zoom, I see color coming out of their mouth, or I see an aura around them. So that helps me identify where they're at, in one, in their own personal life, two, identify what their life path is. So anytime I would see green energy around someone, that could represent someone who's the humanitarian, the nurse, the veterinarian, the social worker, like someone that's of service for people, that's always helping out people. If I see a red energy, that could represent someone's personal lifestyle. That represents the root chakra, the kundalini. That could represent personal growth, relationship, foundation, rebuilding. It also can represent relationships that need to be worked on as well. So it just really depends. It's not so much a conversation that I'm hearing from spirit. It's more of an intuitive impression that I'm being shown and what I'm feeling. So if I feel a certain way with a person, it also identifies what their personality is like and what they're going through. So colors have different meanings, and it's not just the chakras, you know, Roy G. Biv. It's not the colors of the rainbow. There's like fuchsia and blue and pink and this and that, like that all also come through that have different meanings. So when I see those colors, it helps me identify, again, the person, the personality, or either a life path or where they're at in that current moment. So I could read for a client, say, today, and I will see, say, the color red, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe 6 months now, 9 months down the road, I see, you know, indigo, or I see violet, and that color could represent where they're at in their own spiritual path, religious path. So it just, those auras and energies can change because we have that choice of free will, and we can make those changes.
Now, the chakra colors and the colors that you see, are those universal for everybody? If a different medium saw green, they would have the same selection to choose from of what it might be, or is that just your interpretation?
It's not really just mine, but I think it's very similar. It goes hand in hand. So I don't think it's just my interpretation, because I think if we all have an understanding what the chakras are and what they do and what their, you know, purpose are and their elements, some elements are air, water, all that good stuff. And so we have to work with those. But at least for me, I've used the chakras as kind of like my way to have my own symbolism, my own way of understanding. So a great example, as Jeffrey and any medium that's out there, we have our own symbolism, our own frame of reference. So anytime I see blackness in the body, I know for sure it represents cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, something of that nature. Otherwise, they'll show me a pink or blue ribbon, which represents breast cancer, right, or ovarian cancer. So I have symbols. I have a dictionary over the last 20 years I've been doing this work that they show me how to identify what I need to talk about, if that makes sense.
It does. Now, you've mentioned, you know, feeling the energy of a spirit that's passed. But like here on this side, we evolve, our personalities change. When you deal with repeat clients, and I'm sure you've had clients over the last couple of decades that have gone back to you, do you ever notice the spirit's personality changing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I freaking love it. There's times that a spirit will come. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Jeffrey.
I said they evolve sometimes. Like, you do
no,
get
he's yelling at me like I'm supposed to know this.
No, it's a good question. It's a good question, but they sometimes come through differently. You'll get them. I find it to be, I don't know if you find it, AJ, that sometimes if they're non-believers, they actually come mm-hmm. through louder and clearer than the believers, which is kind of funny. Like, it's like, oh, my God, you know, yep. I'm dead.
Yeah, that's so funny. No, that's so funny because that's the way it works. You know, I often find out that sometimes if a person was a skeptic or wasn't a big believer in this work, they're actually the best communicators when they come through in a reading. And also the evolution of that is that sometimes someone can be very, you know, quiet or very stubborn when they come through, being energy-wise, and they're not much of a talker. Maybe in a reading 2 years down the road, all of a sudden now the father is like his talkative spirit. He's taking control of the session and this and that, and he's actually loving and rather than being quiet. So they do evolve on the other side, and we do evolve here in the physical realm as well. But I think that when we recognize those personalities, sometimes I just love it because I see the evolution not only of the client but the evolution of the spirit that comes through, because it's some readings are just freaking hilarious. And some are just very emotional and healing, and some are just very intuitive guidance type of readings. So all of them are different. There's never been readings that have been the same. They may sound similar, or they may sound similar because of my symbolism of what I use, but they're never the same. I think Jeffrey can tell you out of the years he's been doing it, readings are never the same. They may sound similar because of our terminology or what we use to do.
Sure.
The
Do you think that with time the spirits around you are actually aiding you with your abilities? Like, does some of this work that you do root in the other side? So where, yes, you have this amazing ability, but you're getting help from those that passed on your end.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You know, I take, you know, take that from not only my guides, you know, we all have spiritual guides, but I also take that as from my own loved ones. And there's certain moments that they will come through, again, very organically, very subtle. Like, it's not a loud message. And when they come through, they will give me information, like kind of like, hey, pay attention to this, do that, do this. And other than that, I just take that message and I run with it. And I don't look for, like, what's the big meaning behind this. I write it down if it doesn't make sense, or why am I seeing this, or why I'm feeling this way. But I really believe our loved ones do guide us. I don't believe there are loved ones are our spiritual guides. I don't want to say there are angels, because, you know, spiritual guides had a physical incarnation. They were here before us, and they're not people that we know. And angels are, you know, obviously godly. It's more of that creation over there. So I think if we have that understanding that our loved ones can continue to guide us and protect us, but they won't do the work for us.
Well, spiritual guides, I have a couple of really good friends that do Reiki, and I'm told that everybody has spiritual guides. I'm convinced that mine are like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. I don't know where they're guiding me. But that being said, like, the guides, like the people that you don't know, like, are they assigned to you when you're born? Like, how does this work? Or do you just
that's a really great question. So what happens is that before we come into the physical realm, we're assigned a master guide. And that master guide is with us, you know, before we're born, in our lifetime, and also when we transition. Then there's a primary guide, a secondary guide, and a tertiary guide. These other guides work with us. We can have up to, like, you know, seven guides or more guides. It just depends when they show themselves to us or when they're working with us in different moments and different times in our lives. You know, so I don't know my guides. Like, I don't have my guy like an, oh, he's a Native American, and I call him Running Bear. You know what I mean? So it's not nothing of that. And people, you know, honestly, people name their guys these extravagant names or these big, you know, Native American names and so on and so forth. But for me, I don't name my guys. I don't even know what they look like. I know their tasks and their duties, what they're supposed to do for me. But, you know, I just call them basically kind of like a CIA team. Like, I know they're there, but I can't see them, basically.
Is it an ethical thing with your abilities to know who your guides are? You're supposed to just kind of let it lie low.
Exactly. You know, I always, you know, you can connect with them, you can meditate with them, but if you choose to connect with them and you want to, like, build a deeper connection, because I teach people how to just connect with their guides, but it's more so understanding the information that they're trying to assist you with. Rather, again, doing the work for you. But if you want to label them with a name or a specific name or XYZ, that's up to you. Like, I don't think it's unethical. It's just not my cup of tea.
No, I think I could drink with my guys. That's about it.
Like, right, I was just going to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say that.
Why am I surprised?
You shouldn't be at this point. You shouldn't be.
We are on the line. God. We got psych medium AJ Barrera. We always have a good time on this show. But see, like, I feel like so many skeptics are skeptical because things like that just don't sound like something you can wrap your head around. Like, if you have a skeptic, are these the types of things that you would stay away from? Like, how basic do you have to keep it for somebody that is sort of a non-believer before they are ready to understand that there's more to this world than just what we see here?
Yeah, you know, so are you talking about, like, in a reading, basically?
In a reading or in general. Like, if you have somebody that's, like, just a basic believer, it's like, are you going to get into things like guides or stuff like that, or is that, like, too much?
Yeah, that's too much for me to get into, especially with someone that's not a big believer. So all my readings, especially when it comes down to skeptics, it's about evidence, being evidential. So that is key in any reading in general. Some mediums are they can bring through a personality, like, amazing and this and that. Some mediums are great at bringing through names, dates, their passing specifically, not just saying, oh, it's someone who's passed over somewhere in the family that's, a head of condition. You know what I mean? Is it, Alzheimer's? Is it, a stroke? This and that. So for me, it's about being specific and being evidential, and Jeffrey can agree on that. The more that you can bring through in a reading, the connection is even stronger for that skeptic to make them understand maybe there's something more out there. Because I'm not there to say, like, hey, I'm trying to make them a believer. I just want them to be open. Long term open to the process, that's all that matters to me, because I'm not here, or Jeffrey's not here, to shove our belief or our religion down anyone's throat. It's just a belief system, and if you believe in it, you believe in it. If you don't, you don't, and so be it. But again, it's key. Evidence is key in any reading. So if you can give specific details, personal references, moments and memories and things that, only they knew, or conversations they had together, or specific moments, that's what makes a valid reading.
Well, Jeffrey sold me that way, because to me, he was just a weird guy that spoke to dead people down the hall. He came from another radio station. I'm a rock DJ. I'm like, yo, get that guy away from me. And then,
and now look where you are.
Right. We started talking, and I've told the story many times, but he was able to repeat a conversation that I had about my tattoo artist threatening to tattoo John Lennon to my balls. And when on December 8th, when Jeffrey came in and he goes, John Lennon said, thank you for playing his song. I'm like, yeah, sure, Jeffrey. Jeffrey just stared at me. He goes, he said, thank you for not tattooing his face to your private parts. Like, literally, it was that moment where I'm like, I give up. You win. I'll never question you again.
I freaking love it.
Have you had those moments with people?
I would say there's been moments like that. I think most of them are very personal or very straight to the point, or it could just be like, hey, your dad said, XYZ. There are moments that I tell people, and it happens, honestly, when I'm working, like, on set somewhere, filming something, or I'm, like, doing a radio show, if I'm in studio going to different stations, there's moments like that it's, like, verbatim, like a conversation they just had. And a great example was I was doing a reading with a client via Zoom, and I said, hey, your mom said, like, she's talking about the house that is, like, it's all built down to the floor, concrete and the wood and this and that. She goes, I was just talking with my husband. We need to get this finished. We need to get it done. So there might be moments like that they bring up that they just had a conversation. And that just lets you know that soul and spirit is right there with you. So just know John Lennon was with you and thanking you that you didn't get that tattoo.
he was very much thanking him.
Right, right. Listen,
well, go ahead, AJ.
No, I was going to say, that there's those moments, and I think I may have brought it up on this show, but, there's moments, that we can give, like, the best information, loving messages, and, so detailed, so accurate, but, if we don't say, like, oh, we got the tattoo, or we didn't mention this, it makes that reading invalid to that client. And so anyone that's watching, on Facebook, that's listening, here's the thing, guys, like, just because we didn't say it doesn't mean that it's not real. That reading is still evidential, still valid. And just because we didn't bring it up here, just know that your loved ones do see the tattoo or see what you did for them. But, I always find it difficult because sometimes people feel upset because they just wanted to hear that one message. And it makes it difficult for the client to know, like, well, is it real because they didn't mention this? You know what I mean?
Right. The day I got that tattoo, it was years ago now, but I'll never forget it. My girlfriend at the time had stopped by to drop off drinks for my tattoo artist, and I was a good friend. And she goes, Tommy, don't move. We're like, what? She has no idea what rock and roll is. She goes, you have a beetle on your back. So we're like, oh, my God. And she has no idea what's going on, what she just said. And I'm like, all right, that's something. But I still was like, because I grew up in a house. My mother had tarot cards. I thought it was weird. I still think it's weird. I believe in it now, but it's just, it's weird. And, you know, I think there are plenty of people that just, they don't want to believe because it might be too much for them. And, you know, that, I wonder, when you're reading a client, does it ever overwhelm them to the point where they have to stop?
Oh, yeah. Not stop. I always try to give them a minute just to kind of gather their emotions, gather their time. So, you know, I know it can be very emotional, very healing at the same time. But I always give them a minute. Like, I don't just keep going. Sometimes I have done that where I just keep going because I don't want to get emotional. I don't want to invest my own emotions in that reading. But sometimes I do get emotional in readings. You know, quite often I do, especially if I feel that energy from that loved one and from that client that's coming through, of that love that they're trying to express to that person. But I just take a beat. I take like a minute or give them like 2, 3 minutes, 5 minutes to kind of gather themselves, because there's times that people just go complete silent and they just start crying. And I really want them to understand the messages. So I just try to stop and just keep going after they have gathered themselves so they listen to the messages, because that's what the reading for, is for them to heal, you know. So it's important for them to hear all the information that's coming through, not just the bits and pieces that come through in a reading.
We are hanging out with psychic medium A.J. Barrera all the way on the west coast of California. He does a lot of fantastic work with the police as well as one-on-one readings, AJBarrera.com. And I would imagine that the one question you must cringe upon hearing, and I get it, Stevie gets it for different reasons, is when people ask you what you do for a living. Because when I tell people I'm a radio DJ, it's either, oh, so all
you
do is...
Can you get me tickets?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Any free t-shirts?
We become Ticketmaster. Billy Joel's in town around here, and I am the most popular guy in the world.
Yep.
I would imagine with you, it's the same thing. Like, what does my grandmother say? You know,
it's always when they want something. That's when you're like everything to them.
Every girl that's ever ignored me in high school, I had such a crush on you. You didn't even know my name. Stop it.
Right, right.
Like, it must be tough for you, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Even when I go out anywhere, like my wife laughs because, like, you know, I can go to the grocery store or we can be out to dinner somewhere and, you know, someone's always, you know, hey, can I take a photo with you, or can I talk to you, or they want to ask me questions. It's always like, oh, I just lost my dad and da-da-da-da, can you connect with him? I'm like, yeah, hold on, let me just call him on the phone right now. You know, people think it's like that simple, or we're always turned on, and I think certain TV shows gave that impression that we're kind of like the man on the street and we're always like, you know, giving readings. Like my wife joked around saying, like, he's not a slot machine. Can't put a quarter in. It's about reading. You know what I mean? So, you know, so I feel like that, you know, we have to understand there's ethics, it's grounding. It's about us having our own space, our own time. And I feel like during those moments, it's so common. And, you know, people always, you know, corner me. And I'm sure it happens to Jeffrey. Like sometimes we can't get away, or if we're in a hurry that we need to leave, like, to another appointment or whatever it is, like people will constantly ask me, can you talk to my grandmother, or is my grandmother around me, or this and that. And you know, if it's coming through, it's coming through. If it's not, it's not. But it's just, you know, there's random moments all the time that happen, and I laugh. I mean, I think the common one that people joke around is obviously the lottery. It's a common thing. It's a common question. Love is a huge thing. A lot of people want to know about love and relationships and career path and all that stuff, but we're looking more on an intuitive psychic reading. But yeah, people just come up to us all the time, probably with any psychic medium, that, hey, can you read for me? And it doesn't work that way, guys.
that's actually something that I want to ask you about too. So instead of people coming up to you, when you're just out in public, either out to dinner or anything like that, if something comes to you and if it's relating to someone in your vicinity, do you feel compelled to go over and talk to that person and tell them the messages that you're getting?
Yes and no. It just really depends. Back in the day, you know, when I was doing this work, I wasn't really grounded, did not know a lot about this. There's also obviously ethics with this work. So if someone's having their own space, their own time, I have to kind of be cautious of going into their space in their own time. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, we don't know what trauma they're going through. We don't know how recently that loss was. Was it recently? Was it like a week ago, a month ago? And that could be very traumatic. It would be very offensive. So I will go up to someone, if I let them know, like, hey, this is what I do, I said, if you don't mind, I go, like, but very rarely. That doesn't happen that often. And there's times where honestly, my wife and I were at dinner, or we're at dinner with friends or whatever, and all of a sudden I just get this feeling, and I'm like, oh my God. And also my friends know that my look, I'm like, oh God, I really don't want to say this. And it doesn't happen that often, but when it does come through, I will let them know, and I'm very respectful. If they say no, then I'm okay with it. But I just make sure that I just kind of let that spirit know to not come through. But it doesn't happen that often. Back in the day, for sure, I used to scare the crap out of people, to be quite honest. Like, half the people wanted to stay, the other half wanted to run away. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a very normal thing. So it's not like when I go out to dinner, I'm seeing all these dead people. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's not like that at all. I mean, for me, the worst place that I hate visiting, honestly, is hospitals. Not a cemetery. Is that
hospital?
Oh, God. Yeah, me too.
It's so draining, and you have to think about all the lives that have come and gone throughout that place or through those doors.
Yeah.
Energetically, emotionally, I just can't deal with them. If I have to go to them, even if I have to visit someone who's, you know, transitioning or going through a situation, I do not want to go. I would try my best to not to go there. Like, I would just say, like, hey, let me FaceTime them. You know what I mean? Because I just do not want to be in that energy.
Yeah.
We're going to start taking phone calls in a moment, so if you guys want to start calling in, 631-955-0943. In about 5 minutes, Jeffrey will begin his thing. But a couple of things before we let AJ go. AJ, first of all, again, thank you. The conversations are always phenomenal, and I feel incredibly educational for even those with just a passing interest in this stuff. But is there anything you want to say about what you have going on, anything you want to talk about?
Not really. I mean, I still do readings, again, all virtually. I teach online workshops. I do online spirit events, you know, for like pocket friendly $30 or something like that. Basically, it's kind of like an audience reading, but it's just online because of the pandemic and whatnot.
Sure.
So you can go to my events page at ajbarrett.com and find them. They do sell out very, very quickly. So if that is the case, just sign up for my newsletter and you'll get the first knowing of when things are coming through. But that's pretty much it. And you just find everything there on ajbarrett.com. And you find me on socials on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram and TikTok now as well.
Ooh. Yeah, that TikTok thing is something I'm...
What do you think about that, AJ, the TikTok stuff?
You know what? It actually has opened up so many new doors for people. Like within, you know, I created TikTok in January. And I wasn't really big on it, didn't know how to use it. So I was kind of like messing around with it. Once I started, like, posting up more of the work and more about, like, answering questions and things of that nature, my account just kind of, like, blew up from, you know, 100 people to nearly 100,000 people within a couple weeks. So I feel like that it opened up doors to kind of bring up new people. And it, you know, you get a lot of people. Like, if there's I joke around and call it toxic TikTok because it is so toxic. There's so many people out there that just want to just troll you and just say you're a crock of BS and this and that. And that's their belief, but it is toxic. But, you know, I think in some ways, if you just kind of like do the light and focus on the positive, what you're sharing out there, that's all that matters. But it has opened up new doors, a new audience for me, because some people knew about me and some people have rediscovered me when they lost contact with me, when they moved out of state or they couldn't remember my name. And also they're rediscovering me. So I find it as a new portal, a new avenue that opened up there.
AJ, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Let's do this again sometime soon. One more time. What's your email address? I'm sorry, your website?
My website is ajbarrera.com. That's ajbarrera.com. I do want to ask a question. Is it Steve? Steve, isn't that right?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Steve, did you find love yet or no?
I'm seeing somebody, yeah.
Okay, so Jeff and I were talking about this. So just focus on what you're doing. Be your true, authentic self is what I want to tell you on this. So don't fear it. Don't be overly committed. Just focus on the relationship and know that things will go well, because I think you get too heady when it comes down to like, oh, my God, I'm in a relationship. So don't freak the relationship out.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, he didn't need a psychic for that, but I'm glad you did say it.
It's nice to get the reassurance, though.
Well, you do overthink.
Yes, all the time.
Oh, you bet.
And I have to tell myself.
A little bit? Okay there, Socrates.
No, but like a lot. Right. A lot of it.
I know. Oh, no. I can't, if this phone call did anything tonight, it was that. I can't thank you enough, AJ.
Yeah?
You guys are too much, man.
So, AJ, you know, it's so funny because when you were talking, there was this gentleman that keeps holding a baby out to you.
Oh my God! Well, you know what? That could be a couple references, because my sister just had a baby about 2 months ago.
No, this is about you, my friend.
Now, it looks like you have to go to work, my friend.
There's definitely someone who's very anxious for the male energy to come in.
Interesting. Interesting. That would be great, actually. That would be some great news.
Yeah,
well, that would be great,
I think
honestly.
It's soon, because this has got to be a grandfather who's pushing through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That would be my grandfather.
And
yeah,
he's getting annoyed because he's, like, banging his chest, like, there's no issue here. You need to just kind of do it.
Absolutely. It has been conversations that have been popping up. It's so funny because my wife kind of, like, joked around about, you know, today, literally before we got on the show.
I think that's exactly. Yeah. You know what? Okay. And it's also weird, too, because there's somebody else that's standing here that was, like, I don't know if he was a gang member or he, like, ended up dying through, like, through gang violence.
I'm just trying to think.
This is like a headshot. Like, this is somebody who got shot in the head. I don't know if it has to do with his family or you're seeing his family, but, oh, my God, he's, like, all over me.
Yeah, I would kind of consider that as, I don't know if you would accept it as, like, someone taking their own life.
Yes.
Okay. But that would make more sense.
Yeah, because it's like he showed me a shot to the head.
Yeah, that would make more sense. Absolutely.
And he's like apologizing for it because he was in a really bad state.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
He said that he snapped. So I would give it to you the way I heard it. He said it was not intentional. He was in a really bad place when he did it.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you.
No
because
problem.
But
your grandfather
actually,
said he goes
a couple of days.
Grandfather's very funny. He's like, God damn it! Can we hurry up already?
Right.
The anniversary of what Jeffrey's talking about was a couple of days ago?
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago. Death anniversary, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he jumped in.
Wow, so, that's super cool. That's probably the least person I expected to come through. But again, I love it all, meaning like in a good way, like, because I would never...
Yeah.
He's the only
I don't know, like he gives
once.
Me this like street feeling, but he definitely gives me a feeling like this was, you know, this definitely was 100% not intentional.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Like
no
it
problem.
Really, it really means a lot. Yeah, thank you for the validation because that, you know, as us as mediums, it's great to hear those messages.
No, he interrupted, but your grandfather's funny about the kid thing, so please hurry up.
I love it.
All right.
Looks like you'll be having some fun nights.
Right. Let's get off that vodka.
Well, AJ, listen. Let's definitely do this soon, man. We'll reach out and good luck over there in California.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you, Jeffrey, Steve,
all right, take
and,
care, AJ.
Orlando. Thank you guys
all
so right, much, bye-bye. And we'll connect soon.
You got right, it, bro. Take care.
All right.
What a cool guy, man. Funny.
He's
I love
awesome.
It when he's on. Yeah. I got to admit, we have some awesome guests.
Yeah, we do.
You know, when Maria gets on, it's just a...
Are we going to talk about the wedding rings again?
Exactly.
Remember the wedding rings?
I'm going to forget you having a leaf. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
This is Joni.
How you doing, Joni? Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Joni.
Yes, I would love to, actually. I can't believe I got through.
Yeah.
My mother recently passed. I think you answered one of my questions in the line, in the chat, and she wasn't expecting to pass. So
I know. She actually was, because she had an inclination of it. You may not have been ready for it, but she's saying she was ready for it.
We were all in the room with her.
You were supposed to be. Her mother, your grandmother bridged her, and there's an aunt that's standing there. And, and they're all standing together. What was this, 3 weeks ago?
No, it was longer than that.
She showed me the number 3, so there's a March connection.
She has, yes, the 3, the number 3. She raised 3. Oh, yes. We asked her what she was thinking about, and while she could still communicate, she raised 3 of her fingers and said 3 to us.
There you go, because she's highlighting the 3. So just know. She had a couple minor complaints, more so from the point of the noise in the room, and she's being funny about the way she looked, but I have to tell you, she looks radiant right now.
Oh, bless you. Thank God. We're having her celebration of life this week, and I was questioning if I was just going overboard because
you
I
are,
had, like,
but that's
plan.
She said that's normal for you.
Oh, yes, it absolutely
she
is. Got,
she's
absolutely
funny. She goes, my daughter likes to spend money, so she's going to spend all this extra money that she doesn't need to do. But she goes, it'll make her feel better. So she goes, I'm okay with that.
Oh, my heart is so full right now. Thank you so much. So she's there with...
Yeah, I heard bagpipes in the background.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's amazing. All right. Thank you. That's really, I appreciate you. And I will call with my sisters and maybe we can do a meeting together or something. Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. That's not why I gave you the answer to get you to call.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? It's more about making sure,
yes.
You know, that for her, you guys did fine. She's laughing. She says, I'm going to say to my daughter, the daughter that called, she is my favorite. But she goes, if I speak to the other two daughters, they're my favorite too.
Absolutely. She's always said that, too.
Yeah, so she just gave you that.
So she's with my aunt, my grandmother. Did
yeah, they're there. They're, it's like the senior patrol, but they're funny. So.
Oh, yeah, it's a big Irish bunch.
I know, Irish and there was a Catherine or Kathleen that's standing with them.
Wow, an elder group of people that are judging
yeah.
every move you make.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, and I'm the oldest one of the sisters now. So.
Yeah, well, she goes, you're taking over her... you know, her role. So you need to relax and know that she's okay.
Oh, thank you. That puts my heart at ease. Thank you so very much. Anything else?
She's laughing. She just said, she goes, can we get through this memorial, please?
Listen, hon, we're tight on time, so we got to take a couple more calls. But thank you
so
for joining
much,
us.
All right, take
Have
care.
A great
I'm so
night.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Right, bye-bye. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi, I was calling to get a reading.
Sure, well, Jeffrey's right here.
Hi.
Hey.
What's your first name?
Alyssa.
Okay. Where does November, because they're showing me something that has to do with November.
November?
Yeah, the number 11 keeps coming through.
I don't know.
Well, this is somebody that's passed, because they're showing me somebody who had cancer, and they're showing me a connection with November, and there's somebody else that they're talking about that had a degree of head-oriented stuff. So I got to believe that there was some sort of head issue before they passed, which would have been neurological or something with memory towards the end.
Maybe my aunt passed recently.
Yeah, that's what I think this is, because she's being very persistent.
Yeah, she had cancer, and she had an issue with her pituitary gland in her head.
Yeah, well, she's back to herself now, so just so you know.
Okay, great.
All right. She said, like, she wasn't able to communicate, so that's probably why she's here. And she's talking about being with her mother. And she's also talking about an addition to the family. So there is going to be an addition to the family.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful to hear. She's with my grandma.
Yeah, of course. Grandma and her are double trouble.
Yeah.
So remember that, okay?
Honey, you have a good night. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
No way.
No way.
You really are on with Media Mink. I can hang.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys?
We're well. You're okay with this? You sure you want to go through with this? Or
yes. All right. So exciting. Like I'm smiling from ear to ear.
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name's Dana.
Dana? That's my sister's name. It's a cute name. Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Dana.
Hi,
you're not
Jeffrey,
my sister,
how are you
right?
Feeling today?
I'm good. No, thank not. You.
Good. I have a few questions around my stepdad's health.
Okay.
Do you see anything around that? I'm a little concerned.
All right. You're talking about his health or you're talking about the house? Because when you said that, I heard two things.
No, my stepdad?
Yes. But I heard house and I heard health. So what's...
Health.
Okay.
Health.
Yeah, because he definitely... Listen, I'm not a doctor, but he's definitely on a downswing right now, so he would be somebody I would kind of pay attention to.
Okay.
It's not going to be good, but they were showing me something with the home, so that means to me either you're going to at some point have to make a decision if he's going to be able to be home.
Yeah.
That's why I kept hearing health and home.
Yeah, okay, that makes
sense. You know, and he's not going to be an easy patient, so be prepared.
Yeah. He's suffering with a lot of things right now.
I know. Well,
I'm
most concerned about the respiratory and the breathing. And the feeling of choking to death, which is not a nice feeling.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So,
any positive news you feel around it? Or
no,
me?
I mean, you're fine. It's just unfortunate. It's his life path, honey, and it's just something he's got to go through. And I know you don't, you know, it's hard because you have to deal with it, but you really don't have a choice.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll do your best, and you'll get through it, and you'll handle it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's his journey. It's just affecting the family.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, right. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jeffrey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dana, thank you very much. Have a great night.
You guys too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye. We're going to do two quick ones because that's all we have time for. We ran late with AJ today, who's honestly really was a lot of fun tonight.
I love when he comes on.
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
Yep. You met him in a bookstore or something like that?
Yes.
He found your card or?
Yeah, in California. When I had,
I love when you do readings on him. It's just like.
I was laughing because somebody kept bothering me.
It's a blast to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the mediums start doing stuff on each other.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Who's this?
This is Renee.
Renee, Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Renee.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good. Where does the dad figure come in? Because as soon as you start talking, there's a father figure that popped in.
This is somebody. My dad's still alive. My grandpa just passed.
Okay, that's the dad figure to me. He's got to be recent because it's like heavy respiratory, cardiac, and I'm getting this feeling like I can't breathe.
Yes, that's my grandfather.
You know, so it's kind of his way of letting me know to let you know that he's okay now, but he is concerned about your dad.
That makes sense.
So just know, you know, from that standpoint that you're dealing with something that's not easy and that there's definitely going to be some challenges.
Okay.
Anything else you want to ask on?
I was just hoping it was going to be my mom coming through, that's all.
I mean, I don't control it. Doesn't mean that your mom isn't there. I usually give you who jumps in first.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because we have a little bit of a limited time thing.
Okay, but thank you so much.
All right, I'm so sorry that you're going through this.
That's okay. Thank you.
Fingers crossed for you, honey. Have a great night.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
We're going to do one more before we do. Anything you have going on?
No, I'm just normal, you know, stuff.
Nothing about what you do is normal. Nothing about this is normal.
I will be on later. We are doing, our radio show on the sister station.
Also not That's normal.
Not normal.
A little more normal than us.
And maybe some Instagram Live, and we'll maybe do some Facebook Live.
I did see you've been doing some online stuff.
He's been killing it with the online stuff.
Yeah.
I like doing it.
I get the alert, and then Pineapple's like, let's watch. We were just there.
But it's different, because it's a different thing now.
It's less people asking which one of their spouses.
Well, when we're doing, Instagram is more personal. It's like, but
that's actually really cool that he does that.
But everybody's in their bedroom, which is usually a little weird.
The creepiest thing when we did that Zoom, all these women are in their bed. Like, hey, Jeffrey. It's like,
Hi, Jeff.
I'm so not comfortable right now. All right, final phone call of the night.
Make it a good one.
Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Who's this?
This is Beth.
Beth, how you doing, honey? Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Beth.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm just calling to see if you see anything going on for me.
You know, it's funny when you said that. I keep seeing the scales of justice, which makes me feel that there's going to be something legal.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it's bad legal. It's signing papers. And then there's definitely a gentleman that's pointing to his head that had something with memory and something with cardiac at the end.
Okay.
So I got to believe this is probably a grandfather.
Okay.
But they definitely show me, like, the legal thing would have to do with a home or some sort of move or, you know, like making a change.
Yeah, I'm just actually going through the process of, like, obtaining a home equity loan to do some remodeling.
Yeah, well, that's the home thing. It's going to go through.
Okay, good.
So that should change your life. It should be life changing.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Do you see anything with my boys?
I'm not worried about the kids. I was more concerned that you get the finances in order.
Okay. Yep,
all right.
I'm
that's the most important part. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, you guys have a good night, and thank you.
Good luck with the home, honey.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Good night.
Yep.
So that wraps up Media Mink. We are now on all streaming platforms. The audio version of these podcasts will be available on Spotify, Google, any iTunes, any place you can get a podcast. Subscribe to Media Mink. All of the magic you heard tonight and pretty much every night. I'm talking to the camera. I should be talking to the mic.
Yeah.
I've only been doing this 15 years.
That's all. No big deal.
I mean, I'm trying. Anything you want to say in closing?
No, have a good night. Live, laugh, and love, and we'll be here next week.
Live, laugh, and love.
Is that your new sign off? Is that?
Yes.
We go. Try this one. Try gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. No.
No.
Gonna miss you, baby.
I don't know about you tonight. Make sure you save that. So
yes,
we...
I will.
Yeah, save it this time.
Yes.
It got creepy last time.
No, that's because you with your Melissa and John thing.
It wasn't me. I just didn't want anything to do with it.
No. No, AJ was good.
He was great.